Terrible. Get Fact with Darren Moore. All right, I got this for you guys. Do you guys know of a place called Pumalanga?
Pumalanga.
Pumalanga.
Oh, mate, I haven't heard of any sporting fixture played there.
Never.
Yes.
Didn't hear about the famous five-day in Pumalanga, Central Java.
Ah, oh, Central Java, yes.
Where is that, Mills?
There, by the coffee machine. I'm sorry.
Very good, Darren. How clever.
Yeah. No, in actual fact, it was never a country until they put it there because Java was installed. That's not it. In actual fact, there's a place in Central Java called Pumalanga. It saw a spike in divorce applications in 2017, a massive spike, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And the courts claimed most of the waves came from, or most of the divorce cases came from wives whose men had recently got hooked on pigeon racing. Again, this was 2017, not 1917. 2017.
So they were just spending too much time away from home.
Yes, they were.
They're jealous of the other birds.
Wait till they get Fortnite.
Yeah, 2032, another spike.
And in the Netherlands, very interesting this. In the Netherlands, they use smell dispensers mimicking the smell of lion poop, which is used to scare off deer and wild boar. Now, you would think, why are you scaring off deer and wild boar? Big male deer are very dangerous. And big wild boar are also very dangerous. You don't want them coming onto your property.
Yes.
So they would use lion poop to scare off the deer.
No, hold up.
The weirdest thing, though, is none of these animals have ever experienced a lion.
I was about to say, where in the Hollands in have the you ever line. Seen a lion unless you've had a lot of what Holland knows
yeah,
best?
Yeah.
And you've had one, two smokes, and then you're like, man, look at that lion, man. But where else is a lion going to be there?
I don't know why it works, but it works. How did the wild animals that have never encountered a lion know to be scared?
Enough now, Darren Moore, enough.
All right. And in 1933, the Syrian government banned yo-yos.
Like a yo-yo.
Syria.
Yo-yos, you know, the little diet
thing with the string,
that
yes,
you would have on your finger, and you would spin it down and up.
With the Fanta on it.
Down and up. Do you have that one?
Yeah, the Fanta one.
Well, in 1933, the Syrian government banned it because multiple clerics blamed yo-yos for the prolonged drought. The drought, drought that they were experiencing was because of yo-yos. I'm not going to delve. I didn't delve. However,
yo-yos.
1 week after the ban, it rained.
Oh, for real?
For real. They banned yo-yos a week later. It rained. And then it went away and it came back again. And it went away and it came back again.
Oh.
And it went away and it came back again.
Seasons.
Oh, my word.
Okay, smart. That's pretty amazing.
Are we meant to, like, believe you, bro?
It's true.
Like, I don't know. Like,
it's all true. This is bona fide research.
Where is Java?
I don't know.
Indonesia.
I'm guessing it's in Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Darren.
Did it happen?
Flip, yeah.
Got schooled and we definitely got facts.
Success. Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.